involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I think we just wanted to hear Ray Flores' voice again. That's all. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We're going to talk about something that has always intrigued me, but I'm afraid to even attempt to use it. Mike Kahn, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Randy. Mike Kahn from AE here. And we got the Knockout consumer product here for your Knockout show.
A drone.
A drone. I'm a drone guy. It's all about drones. And what we answer is the question that I'm sure keeps you up late at night. What do you do when you want to take a selfie and your arm just ain't long enough?
It's my problem all the time.
It keeps me up late at night.
Yeah.
And I don't want to carry a selfie stick. And by the way, a selfie stick gets you maybe 5 feet. And we're guys, right? We need more than 5 feet. What if I can give you 45 feet? And what if I can give you that 45 feet virtually so that there's actually nothing there between you and the camera? That would be kind of cool.
I stopped by the booth yesterday and got a demonstration, and it looked fairly easy. And again, for me, it needs to be real easy, but you told me that it is. And it literally, you can do things on your phone, take the picture, and you're going to have the quality of somebody else doing it, even if nobody's not even there.
And that's really the key. I mean, everybody kind of likes when they take a selfie to see their arm in it because you know that's an iconic selfie. But originally, when people want to take selfies, it's because there was no one else around to get themselves a photo.
Right.
So what happens if you're on top of a great mountain? You climbed up there. You're not going to be able to get the photo the way you want it with that great background. So what if I could create a small hitchhiker drone that slaps on the back of your phone? It's basically part of a phone case. Pops off, flies out of your hand, captures the photo. By the way, you don't have to be a drone pilot to fly this thing. It will recognize your face, and when you're ready for a selfie, you raise your hand up, the drone focuses, grabs your hand, sends a communication to the app, it counts down 3 seconds, you lower your hand, you pose, you strike that pose, Randy, muscle up, show me those guns, takes that photo, and you got a great snapshot of you on top of wherever you want to be with the background behind you, 45 feet in the air.
As I'm thinking, as you're telling the story, I remember I was at the Daytona 500, and I was with some guy by the name of Gene Hackman.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this will be awesome. You know, I need to have a picture with Gene Hackman. So I asked his buddy, I said, sir, would you mind taking a picture? Absolutely. He took the picture. They went their own way. I then looked at the picture.
You got a selfie of the guy taking the photo.
It was an elbow.
An elbow.
He just, if I had something like this, I could do it myself. I don't have to worry about it.
Actually, you know what has a little brain? It's your little buddy. It's going to take.
A little buddy.
It already knows the photo you want. You want to be the star of your own photo. You don't have to set up anything. It locks in on your face and will get the panorama behind you and fly up in the air so you can see everybody around you. By the way, it takes great high definition video too. It's 720 high def. So you can shoot video or you can take stills. You can upload them to Twitter. You can upload them to Facebook. You can even send them by SMS.
How high up? What's the max?
45-foot distance, whether you're high up in the air or downrange. 45 feet from your smartphone.
And as I'm looking at the packaging and first quality, I'm going to take a guess,
$1,999? No,
yeah.
We're not quite
$1,999.
We're not there. Believe it or not, we got this down to $99.
Really?
$99. Less than $100.
That's
gets you your own little drone that follows you around like a puppy dog. Takes those great snapshots, allows you to be in the moment. You don't have to take the photo because the little buddy drone's going to take it for you.
Battery operated,
comes with two batteries. Now, each of the batteries give you about 4.5 continuous flight minutes. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot when you compare it against just a fun drone for tooling around the backyard, but believe it or not, that's 4.5 minutes of selfies. And although you're a beautiful man, I think that 4.5 minutes, yeah, more than enough. It gets you tons of photos. We give you two of them, so you get 9 minutes total. Then it has a USB-C fast charger in it. You put it on the charger 20 minutes later. It just plugs in just like a Samsung plug.
That's 4 minutes and 20 seconds more than I need.
Exactly.
And I'm good. Talk about some of the other products over there.
Sure. You
know, so I saw some giant things.
Yeah, AE Technology, we are all about cameras and drones. So we make everything from big commercial drones that can fly, you know, 40, 35 miles away using a VTOL. They take off like a helicopter and fly like an airplane. Actually, we can't even sell those yet in the United States. We're using those in the Asia Pacific region for search and rescue with police. We also make drones that partner with large corporations like the Qualcomms of the world and the Model AIs that are advanced robotics. Basically, it's a drone that flies itself. There's even no controller. It uses a technology called SLAM, which means simultaneous. SLAM sounds like a UFC term, right?
Right.
It's almost like that. Yeah. A real knockout punch.
Well,
I got you.
You are good at this.
I am pretty good at it.
It's not your first day.
Not my first time at the rodeo. SLAM is simultaneous location and mapping, means that the drone can map out the environment that it's in automatically.
I've read the little bit that I have read, FCC stuff, some do, some don't, you know, that you have to notify them, or
FAA. So FAA is
FCC.
That's right. So the FAA is handling things that fly, and there's a federal oversight. So this drone, the self-fly that we're talking about, weighs about 65 grams, well under any limitations. You don't need any kind of special license to fly it.
Can you just play with this? I mean, you don't have to just do photos.
You can chase the dog and the cat around the house if you want to.
Or watch the dog and cat chase this around.
Especially cats love it.
Yeah.
So it's also, I should mention, especially on animals, because it's so small and so light, it's very quiet. You may have heard, you know, your neighbor's kids playing around with drones, little toy drones. Mm-hmm. They have that high pitch, sounds like a bunch of angry bees.
Right.
This is very quiet. You get 10, 15 feet away from it, you can't even hear it.
How can our national audience get information? Where can they purchase them?
Sure.
Let's get some of these sold.
So AEE, which is Alpha Echo Echo USA.com, AEUSA.com is our website. They can go there. They can place orders there. Amazon, the self-fly camera is also another one of our websites. You can buy it there. You can also find it at the usual suspects. Those are the electronic stores around the country. They'll be available sometime towards the end of this month. We're just starting to ship them in.
My plan is to have one of these on Radio Row in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to take some photos. I'll send them to you. I'm looking forward to playing with it next week, learning how to use it, and then taking it to Radio Row. And the Tuesday Super Bowl, I'm sure you see it on TV.
Absolutely.
It is a total zoo.
We're going to have to give you a bunch of them because all the athletes are going to have them.
They'll definitely want some. Sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Let's run to a real quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to reach out to Chef Kevin, getting ready for the taste of the NFL 2.5 weeks away. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280. or go to PlenEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. Heart-pounding action and non-stop excitement. Adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Camping World Stadium, January 19th. Visit MonsterJam.com today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Might want to turn the mic back up. What is going on? We are coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the Consumer Electronics Show. Matt back in the studio in St. Petersburg. What up, Matt?
I'm angry.
Of course you are.
I'm mad. I'm feeling like Randy Harris right now. I got a problem.
Good. Good for you.
All right. You want to hear it?
Not really.
Perfect.
What's up?
But how in the platinum Mike Perry can Donald Cerrone not be on the main card in the upcoming fight on the 19th? How is he on the prelim? How is Cerrone, after his win over Platinum Mike Perry in Denver, how is he not on the main card? And why is he fighting a guy that, A, not many people have heard of, and B, why is he fighting a guy that's ranked number 11 above him, but yet on the UFC website, the guy's not even listed?
Man's got to fight.
I mean, Alexander Hernandez is ranked number 11. They gave Cerrone the number 13. Didn't he deserve a better fight than that after his win in Denver? I mean, was he like potential top five after that win?
Yeah, you would have thought.
But I mean, that's a slap in the face, man. That guy's a legend. I mean, the guy's a warrior, and I'm angry.
Nah, you're just on the bandwagon. That's all.
I'm not a bandwagoner. I just think it's disrespectful. I don't know. I don't like it. He's got to at least be on the main card. Come on. He's earned that at least, right?
You would think. Yeah, you definitely would think, but I don't know. I'm tired of second guessing, triple guessing. You know, he was just main event. So yeah, I mean,
he was a co-main event in Denver. I mean,
yeah, no. He was the main event.
Well, right, okay. Right. But no, that Korean Zombie fight up till the last second was, you know, a good fight, but then that's what made it, you know, obviously the main event.
What did we talk about for 2 weeks before that fight?
Platinum Mike Perry and Donald Cerrone
was the main event. That's what all we talked about for 2 weeks.
We left.
Well,
we stayed for the main event.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna have your back here. I made you leave to take me to the airport.
You did.
So we would have stayed. I mean, it's not like we walked out because we didn't want to watch the fight. I needed to make sure I caught my flight home.
That's true, because you had to get back in time to report for the Buccaneers on that next Sunday.
Yep, and we're waiting for the press conference to be announced for the new head coach. So, that'll be coming up probably in the next day or two. I am going to go head over to South Hall and pick up some phone cases to give away next week.
Nice.
So, would you like to put your order in?
Yeah, I'll take a Galaxy 8 Plus case. Can I get one with a kitten with a denim jacket and a thumbs up?
A Galaxy 8 Plus. Okay. With a kitten in a leather jacket and a thumbs up. All right.
It's got to match my style.
I'd rather get you one of our next guests. Now, He probably won't be here for a while. I'm hoping he gets here in time. But when he performs in a kilt.
Oh, nice. Now, any drone pizza delivery drones out there at the CES?
Well, wasn't there talk of Amazon was going to start delivering by drone?
I think they already do in China and other places. I think they do that.
I don't live in China, and I don't do anywhere.
Well, yeah, because if you do, then the drone will watch you.
Exactly. So this show is incredible. I mean, I'm over the show because I've come so many years, and it's still incredible.
Anything that just mind-blowing that you thought, man, I would never see this in my lifetime, but yet you see it there now?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's the same stuff. I've been asked, is there anything really new? I haven't really seen anything other than I saw a car deliver hamburgers yesterday. There was nobody in the car that delivered the hamburgers.
Okay.
But a car, you know, a driverless car delivered burgers to people on just outside Las Vegas Boulevard, wherever this convention center is.
Well, I've been told that there is a water cooler that doesn't require plumbing that it collects molecules from the air and then it filters it and you have drinkable water without plumbing requirements.
Yeah, I saw that. And I would think that, you know, a lot of these companies are coming up with these pumps for third world countries. You know, I know Ren, you know, who fought in the UFC, was doing something. Stick these everywhere. Now, I did see something cool, so I stopped. It was a gas pump that looked very similar to a Coke machine.
Okay.
So me being a Coke person, I stopped. I started to talk to him. There is a convenience store that will be rolling these out later on in the quarter, whenever that is. But he made it a point to say that, where it's a regular gas pump. So you're pumping your gas, and you can order your Coca-Cola product from the gas pump.
Wow. And, so you don't have to go inside.
Right. So first he said, there'll be two ways. One, you walk inside, and my thinking is, if you walk inside, then what's the difference? It's no big deal. Then the other one will be, there'll be a cooler that's locked, and then with the app, and once you pay, you put your phone, it apps the machine opens, and then you take your soft drinks.
I don't know. I just take the plumless water cooler and just throw some syrup in it and make my own on the go.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be Diet Coke. It must be Diet Coke.
All right, fair enough.
Anything but that. But
so speaking of the UFC, I mean, that's the headquarters in Las Vegas. Any fighters there doing any promotional work? Anybody recognized over the...
You know, it's interesting because the place is packed. Okay. I mean, booths are bigger. It's just an absolute zoo. But some of the biggies, like Gibson Guitar, which I've always been involved in, and they had Tommy Shaw from Styx and your boy Usain Bolt was there last year in their booth. They're not even here this year. Then Monster Cable, the cable company, Monster Cables.
Right.
Every year they've done this massive award ceremony. And then they've had very small entertainment. Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Alicia Keys, Chicago, on and on and on. They didn't even do that this year.
Really?
So, you know, some companies are definitely cutting back. And then some are getting bigger and better. So... But fortunately, we did make a couple deals, and we're going to have some giveaways for our celebrity guests, which will, you know, make our shows on Monday night during the season and from the Super Bowl in a couple weeks, and good stuff. And then we're going to have some of the stuff to give away to our great Randy regime and fans as well.
Sounds awesome, man. It's awesome.
So what else is on your mind? Talk to me, brother.
Well, I mean, I'm excited about ESPN and UFC, you know, coming together this year. Fight. I am. I think it's going to do a lot for the sport. I think it's going to bring in new fans that never really got exposed to it before. It definitely lends credibility to it. I think it elevates it to a real sport. I wouldn't say it's going to break the top four as far as hockey, football, baseball, soccer, or what's the other basketball?
Yeah, it's already bigger than soccer and basketball.
Not big. In revenue. Not in fan base. I mean, your number one's football, obviously, NFL. Then it would be probably basketball, followed by what, baseball, and then hockey. It'll be your top four. So, I mean, I think this makes it a top five. I mean, like, I think it pushes it up to that level.
I'm going back and forth. I get it. You know, the four-letter network, it does add more credibility. You know, even though you were on Fox. You were on Big Fox.
Yeah, but you're on Fox FS1. Like, you're not on, like, You weren't on Fox.
But hold on a second. No, that's not true. You were on Fox. You were on.
Yeah.
But
occasionally.
But you're not going to be on ESPN all the time. You're on ESPN3. You're on ESPN Telemundo. You're on ESPN the pay channel. You're not always going to be on ESPN with my girl Hannah Storm.
That's true.
You know, so it is a little of the same. But ESPN obviously is much, much bigger than Fox. I mean, that's what us sports people. When I turn my TV on that garbage network that I have in the Tampa Bay area, when I turn it on, it goes automatically to ESPN.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's automatic. I think a lot of, especially guys, do the first thing we do.
I was thinking of doing the Food Channel, but I stuck with ESPN.
But I mean, do you want to run down the fight card? I think the ESPN thing, the draw, is that you have a lot of these crossover guys coming from wrestling to the UFC, coming from football. This week, Greg Hardy makes his official debut against Alan Crowder as the heavyweight bout, the co-main event, if you will.
Where are they this week? I didn't even know there was an event this week.
In Brooklyn, the 19th.
Oh, that's next week.
Oh, yeah, next week. So
thanks for playing along.
I'm sorry. What do you mean to say? What did I say?
Said this week, and I'm like, wait a second.
But I think, you know, you're going to have a lot of faces that are familiar in all sports that are coming over.
We'll run down the card when Jimmy gets here, because Jimmy's an MMA guy, and I'm looking for my schedule for next week. I don't know if you've seen it, but we already have three guests set up for next Wednesday. Then after I tell you who's on next Wednesday, we're going to hit a break. We're going to get Chef Kevin on, hopefully by 10, 15 minutes after that. Jimmy Denning will be here, and we can talk a little with him from Tenors of Rock. But scheduled to be on next week, hopefully, and I normally don't root, but hopefully your next champ, Ryan Bader, will be on next Wednesday. Dennis Bermudez will be on next Wednesday. Paige Van Zandt will be on next Wednesday, which just moved me up a little with my daughter. And Joey Benavidez will be on next Wednesday as well. So Wednesday next week is already packed for Brooklyn. I'm trying to get Cher on as well, because I'm going to see Cher instead of this card. The least she can do is come on my show to thank me.
That's cool. Right? I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, let's go hit our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, hopefully, we will have Chef Kevin Rathbun on to talk about the taste of the NFL. After that, Jimmy Denning, Tenors of Rock. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Strong and Step Talk.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucs game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's been a lot of fun to be here. I definitely looking forward to getting home and get ready for my trip to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. And without a doubt, my favorite event, I have said this years and years and years, and I will be attending it again this year, the Taste of the NFL. On with us right now, the chef who's kind of running the show right now because the Taste is going to be in Atlanta, from Atlanta, will be Chef Kevin Rathbun. Chef, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. How you doing? I tell you what, I wish I was in Las Vegas right now with some warm weather, my friend.
I don't know. It's not too warm here. I mean, I'm from Florida, so I'm wearing sweatshirts and jackets. And what's the weather in Atlanta?
Well, you know what? It turned cold today. It was 60 degrees yesterday, believe it or not. And today it's like, 45. So not too bad, but have a little cold spell coming in. But hopefully, I'm praying that this Super Bowl is not an ice storm and that it's 70 degrees for the Super Bowl this year.
Was it the last one there was snow and traffic was awful because of the weather?
Oh, my goodness. In 2000, when we had the Super Bowl here, it was an ice storm, and it was just, it was the worst. It was the worst ever. They swore off bringing another Super Bowl back here, unfortunately. But now we got a new dome, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, alive and well, kicking butt. So I think it'll be perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I was there for it last time. I'm looking forward to coming back. And I'm not just saying it because you're on. I have always said the Taste of the NFL is my favorite event. My problem in years past has been the UFC because I travel with them as well. No sure. UFC. I'm not going no matter what. I'm going to be in Atlanta. Talk about your relationship with the Taste of the NFL and the Party with a Purpose.
Absolutely. I tell you, I've been involved since the inception, Randy. I was in Dallas prior to Atlanta. 27 years ago, and Wayne Kotrowski, who actually worked for some of the same people I worked for in Minneapolis, the gentleman that had those restaurants, had a couple of them in Dallas, Texas as well, Baby Ruth and Roost Street. And we started that whole event. I kind of was the first chef representing Dallas Cowboys, actually, back 27 years ago. And it's an unbelievable event. You said it. You've been to it before, and I love what you said about it because it really, really brings attention to hunger relief. It's fed over 220 million people since the inception. A meal, one out of every dollar that's raised, feeds like eight people. So it is truly the party with a purpose. And I'm so happy to be hosting it in Atlanta this year.
You know, the event, like you said, it's for a purpose. It's for hunger relief, and people want to get involved, and they want to help. But when you go to this event, once you pay for your ticket, you don't really remember why you're there. You know, it's the charity event, and then all of a sudden you're going and you're sampling all these food. And then you go back to the party with a purpose, and then you go meet all these celebrities, and then you go back and remember it's for hunger relief, and you're having the best time while you're helping a fantastic cause.
That's right, Randy. It's the beauty of it is 32, out of 32 cities, there's a chef representative, and most of these people have been doing it for years like I have. And also there's an alumni player, some you know, some greats that are, you know, fantastic. Actually, Chris Draft is our alumni player for the Atlanta Falcons. He played with the Falcons for 4 years, from 2000 to 04, and multiple other teams, but linebacker and just a sweet guy. And, you know, you get so many Hall of Famers that are signing autographs and, you know, just making people feel good. And they're there for the same purpose as we all are, and that's for the party and the purpose. And that is for raising hunger awareness.
And let's talk just for a second about Tampa Bay. We are a national show, but we are based in Tampa, St. Pete. Scott Brantley has been our athlete represented for many, many years. We all know what he's going through. And just some guy that I used to co-host a radio show with has stepped in to fill in for Scott, and that's your Super Bowl MVP, Dexter Jackson. So there are a lot of named people from every team. I watch people getting autographs, and then they're going to bid on the silent auction to, again, help the charity. I want everybody to have a great time, but I want them to continue to remember why we're doing this, and it is such an awesome purpose.
Yeah, it is. It's a great purpose. I'm involved in the Kick Hunger Challenge also, which is, you know, pretty much of an offshoot of Taste the NFL. Taste the NFL is the big party. That's the party with the purpose. But each NFL city and each NFL chef represents what we call the Kick Hunger Challenge. Kick Hunger Challenge is trying to make money for our own food banks. And I know your Tampa food bank's probably kicking butt, too, as well as Atlanta and all of these teams across the country. You can go to kickhungerchallenge.com. You can donate to your favorite city or any other city you might be from. Like I say, every dollar feeds eight people. It's a great cause as well. It represents Taste the NFL as well. What a great event. I mean, it's an all-night affair. There's a concert in the end. I'm not sure if they've named the venue yet, but they always got some great headliner there, too, for everybody to enjoy.
Well, we'll definitely need to stay in touch. My brother runs his business out of Atlanta, so I come up quite often. I'd love to get involved. I'd love to help you out on those events as well. Before I let you go, talk a little bit about your restaurants.
Thank you, Randy. I've been in Atlanta for about 24 years. I started my own restaurants, which my original is called Rathbun's, which is my namesake. It's more of a kind of a white tablecloth, contemporary style menu. I also have a prime steakhouse. It's called Kevin Rathbun Steak, and it's, you know, prime beef and lots of seafood, and just like it's already like booked for the Super Bowl. People just love to eat steak and potato when they go to a different town like this, you know. And you got these big guys coming in, you know, they're all football players, alumni players, people who love football. They like steak too, so I got Kevin Rathbun Steak. I also have another place called KR Steak Bar, which does the same thing. It's steak meets Italian. And then I have a little restaurant called Krog Bar. It's like a Spanish tapas Italian antipasta bar. And, you know, just living it up in Atlanta, trying to make folks feel good and eat well, and trying to raise some money for these charities. I've been on the board with the Atlanta Community Food Bank for some years now, and really kind of put a Bigfoot effort, you know, to helping them out. And this being a host city and us being a big part of it really, really, really makes us happy.
I am so looking forward to coming back up to Atlanta. Thank you very much for your time. Like I said, I'd like to get you all my information. And anytime you need any help, anytime you want to come on the national network and talk, you're more than welcome.
I appreciate that, Randy, and I'll do that. I really do appreciate being on the show, and all the best to you. And when you get up, let's meet and greet and have a drink. And, you know, if you need a reservation, you know who to call, my man. You got my number.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chef. We'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you.
That is Chef Kevin Rathbun. He is the chef running the show, The Taste of the NFL, in Atlanta in just about 2.5 weeks. I cannot wait. Our athlete representative, Dexter Jackson, who, like I said, is filling in for Scott Brantley. I believe he's scheduled to be on the show next week, along with the whole list of UFC fighters and a whole bunch of good stuff next week. So right now, let's go hit our final break, what I think will be our final break of the afternoon. And when we come back from the Tenors of Rock, he's here. He is in the building. Jimmy Denning, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Check out everything!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Grave Digger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
Have you ever had the desire to do something adventurous, exciting, fun, delicious, or suspicious, and don't know why or when it hit you? Well, now you'll know. 441-3311. Yes, you'll hear it right here on your own local radio station. You can shout your message to the world. Get people to come to your business, enjoy your services or goods, and the good news is it's affordable. Call 441-3311. That's 727-441-3311. And, oh, by the way, my name is Lola.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back. Unfortunately, little Jimmy had to run to the little boys' room. So we're going to rerun that, just the music, when he comes back. I'll let you know when he's here. And I just want to see his reaction and stuff, because I believe, I'm setting myself up to fall here, but I believe that's from his show. Maybe he'll belt out a little tune or two of that. We are broadcasting live from the Consumer Electronics Show. Been here all week. Be back in studio next week, I think. And then, believe it or not, and Matt's not even aware of this yet, we have two remotes scheduled for 2 weeks from today.
What?
Oh, I thought you left.
Well, I'm back. Good thing about having your co-host on as your wingman. I'll cover one and you cover the other.
Okay, I'll go to Tyson in L.A. and you go to the PGA Golf Show in Orlando.
It's not a bad. I mean, it's not. But it's close. I can cover it in a day, and then I can be here. Yeah, it's fine. I'll do that.
Yeah, you know, I'm so torn because in L.A. in 2 weeks there's a big karate event on Thursday. There's the big Tyson thing on Friday. There's Champ, hopefully, possibly on Saturday, as Ryan Bader goes up against a Fedor. So, yeah, interesting stuff in L.A. But
yeah, that's a big weekend out there. That's going to be awesome.
Got to decide. I'm just tired of traveling. I think I love doing it until it's time to do it.
Yeah, right. I mean, the idea of it always makes up better than the actual application of driving, parking, going through security, and sitting on a plane.
Sleeping in hotels, being cheap, cheap. I'm going to see Champ, but I'm cheap, cheap. So, you know, I'm eating at like three levels below McDonald's, the greatest restaurants here. I did go to my favorite a barbecue place in Las Vegas, Rolling Smoke. I did go there yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds good. Now, don't we have the Surf Expo coming up as well?
That's this Saturday.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So Surf Expo, and then we've got tickets to go to the Magic, I believe. So we're going to hang up there. You're going to take me to another Brazilian barbecue.
I will.
So I certainly appreciate that. So things are definitely good. And then, you know, we can briefly talk about upcoming UFC next week.
I guess we can talk about NFL playoffs while we're here.
We definitely can do that. There is a game or two coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we got Indianapolis Colts.
We'll get to the NFL in a minute, because when you talk football, our next guest is going to start thinking soccer, and you know, so we need to make sure that we're all on the same wavelength. Little Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Okay, I appreciate you stopping by. I'm so excited to see you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
What did you think of your brief walk through the Consumer Electronics Show?
Oh, I hate it. It's just I'm an old school kind of guy. I still don't know how to use my phone or my computer, so to see this much technology is slightly unnerving for me.
Yeah,
I'm a wooden nails guy.
So you're still a beeper?
Yes. Oh yeah, fax machines and that kind
go
of
back
shit,
to
yeah.
The beeper. First and foremost, how's the show going? How are the guys?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Can't complain. We have a week off during the CES because obviously every hotel room is taken up by tech wizards and people into the technology and stuff. So most shows in Vegas kind of closed down for this week. But prior to that, we've had a brilliant time. Next week, we celebrate 2 years.
Wow.
Our second anniversary at Harrah's, which is quite a feat in this town, I think. It's this town kind of tends to take no prisoners.
Sure.
And so to still be here, you know, five British idiots, and we're still doing our thing. It's we're very proud, mate. Very proud.
All right, I don't want it to be the stalker guy, even though you know I am. You know, we've become, I hope, pretty good friends. I've traveled around the world. I've gone to a lot of shows, and I've always told Greg and I've told my family, you know, there's so much out there. I never want to go do the same thing twice.
Yeah.
But I've seen you guys four or five times. That's how much I love your show.
Oh, thanks, mate. We get, do you know what? We do get a lot of that. We actually get a lot of people coming back. But I think it's because we tend to, we appeal to a lot of people based on the fact that we don't take ourselves too seriously. And I think in this business, most people take themselves very seriously.
Sure.
So on any different night, you know, anything can happen. If one of us makes a mistake, rather than getting frustrated, we all laugh at each other. And it's kind of the way it is. And I think it's kind of infectious, I would imagine, that we genuinely are who we are on a stage, off a stage. We don't change.
And it shows that.
Yeah. And then I think that's probably the secret to the success, you know.
Right.
And maybe the happy hour that we offer midweek.
Before, during, and after. No. So what do you want to talk about first? You want to talk some MMA? You want to talk about...
let's talk about it all.
Okay.
Just not technology, because you'll lose me.
Well,
Listen, there's one thing I did want to talk to you about.
Wonder why I'm even at the electronic show. No, because I'm just like you.
I'm the same. But today on the is there, you may know it, is there any truth to the McGregor fighting Holloway again?
There's talk of it.
Really?
Yeah. There is talk of it.
That would be a very different fight now, wouldn't it?
It would be different, and it's the money. Everything is the money fight now.
Yeah.
You know, everything is about money. It's not necessarily about, well, and you've boxed too. You know, it's not about necessarily who deserves it. It's about who can sell tickets and who can make money.
Do you know what? That's it. My, like I said, my kind of background, quite a long amateur boxing background, and my godfather was the lightweight champion of the world. We grew up in the kind of fight game, and it's really funny that he spent a great deal of time commentating for a company called Sky, who do all of our boxing back at home, Eddie Hearn and Matchroom and all this kind of stuff. Recently retired, but he said that when he was fighting, he wished he'd have thought more about the entertainment side of it rather than just being technically sound, being a good professional. He said that matters. It absolutely does. But he thinks that he'd have a few more zeros in his bank
sure.
account.
Yeah.
You know, he fought some good fighters.
When did he say that? When did he think that?
Oh, this was
when he was fighting, or now?
No.
This circus has started.
He won his world title in 79, I think, and he lost it in 81 to Alexis Arguella. And a very different kind of period of time, but he was just starting to go into that thing of just after Ali's prime, kind of into the great middleweights of Leonard and Hagler and those kind of guys. When it started to become a show, it started to become real Vegas, it started to be the celebrities coming out to see it. And he said, I just wish I'd have worn the flash,
right.
the flash top. I wish I'd have done, sure. you know. And funny enough, on the way here, I was listening to a podcast and Michael Bisping was on it. And he was talking about how he made a conscious decision right after he won the Ultimate Fighter to actually make a point of talking shit.
Be the bad guy.
Yeah, he's saying,
stuff.
And yeah,
talking stuff.
Talking stuff. Sorry, we can't do that, can we? Sorry, it's very early for me. This is.
It's FCC radio.
Yeah,
so.
but that was a real good point. And funny enough, me and Greg were just talking off air about some fighter friends of mine right now, and they're kind of asking me, because I fought and I have a long history in boxing, but also have the same history in entertainment, and going, look, just don't be boring.
Right.
If you're going to be boring, be exceptionally talented, is what I would say.
Right.
Because if you want to make some money, because at the end of the day, no one...
Why does GSP come to mind, you know, when you say that?
I mean,
no disrespect to George,
but there you go.
Like right.
someone that's exceptionally talented, and he gets the kudos that he does deserve as one of the best ever. But he, but like I said, it's no frills. But he's so good. And then you see people like Connor coming in and doing what he did, and he did kind of change the game a little bit. He rose the bar a little bit. But
started by Tito and Chael.
Oh,
and then
of
he
course.
Took and, that and ran with it.
Chael Sonnen is my favorite trash talker ever. If ever I'm bored. You know, we've all done it, lads. You sit on the bathroom, you sit in the toilet, and you flick through YouTube, and I always put on Chael Sonnen and trash talk. And some of the stuff he did against Vanderlei was just outrageous.
Sure.
But that's what it is.
And that was feeding the bus, the banana, right?
Yeah, and Chael, you know, was solid. I don't think he, you know, as far as the greats, when he gets mentioned, I don't think he'll be in that category.
Right.
But I tell you what, you'll always remember him because he was always entertaining.
No.
Fair play to him, you know.
No, absolutely. And then Connor took it to a whole new level. And in order to talk stuff, and when you win, that takes it even to the next level. You can't really talk and not win. And that's Connor now. I mean, Connor needs to mix in a win here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And if he does fight Holloway, which will be for big money, and if he loses that, then where does that put him?
I also think as well, there's maybe the Mayweather thing and the amount of money that went into that event. And we actually went down and did some promo, being kind of British and half my family's Irish. And, you know, we were asked to do a lot of stuff because, you know, everyone thinks that the British and the Irish are the same thing.
Right.
Just a different thing. But,
right.
But with lots of friends, lots of good friends that are connected to Connor and his camp. And we were down there and, you know, especially from someone that comes from a boxing background, you go, this is madness. I know for a fact that Floyd Mayweather didn't train a day for that fight.
Right.
Because he didn't need to.
Right.
You're not going to beat the best defensive fighter of all time with an MMA fight. It's just not going to happen in under those rules, you know. But what's really funny is $100 million, I think they both got paid for that fight. It was really apparent when he came back and fought Khabib how he maybe underestimated certainly his stand-up game and everything. But it's funny when you've got that kind of money where the burn and where the fire goes. And there's a great Marvin Hagler quote, and he said, he quit almost at the height of his career with all of his faculties and some money and whatnot. And a reporter asked him, why did he quit? And he just said, because it's very difficult to get up for the 5 a.m. run when you're getting out of silk pajamas. And that's it. A fighter's a fighter. Some people are born to fight. Nate Diaz, someone like that. Right. He will be fighting till the day he dies with a trash can. It doesn't. He will just fight anybody. He has that mentality. And that's why we love him. But the Conor thing, you know, big mansions and suits and flash whiskies and Rolls Royces and stuff. And fair play to him, he's earned it. You know, and I'm a big fan of Conor, by the way, but it's very difficult to get that burn back.
And we've always said, and I don't know if you want to jump in or not, but we've always said the same about BJ Penn. Yeah. You know, when with BJ, with his background and the money he has, how do you, you're living on the beach and you have everything you need.
It becomes about ego. Doesn't it just become about ego? And so many great fighters have come back and, you know, I don't know. There's something very sad about seeing, where, you know, when Tito fought the Chuck, the recent fight and whatnot.
There's talk Tito may fight again.
Really?
Well, again.
I have to say, I met Tito at the World MMA Awards, and as a bit of a hero as a kid growing up, he was just the best guy ever.
Good. I thought you were going to say something different.
No,
you were gonna,
he was.
We're extremely tight. We're really good friends.
He was just the most,
the best,
like, kind of delightful person you've ever met in your life. And we were sitting in the green room because we opened the show. We did the opening.
Right.
And it was just amazing. You think, there's Tito. He's a pioneer. He's one of those. He's in there with, you know, with Shamrock and Couture. It's about what made this a sport, a bona fide sport. And I'm a big fan of Chuck Liddell. But there's something very sad about seeing 48, 49-year-old, not half as good as he used to be, having to fight.
You're being very generous.
You know, I think it's really sad.
No.
However you get to that point, as a fan, when you see, when you remember the Iceman being the Iceman, and then you see this, and he was doddering about, and you're like, even the training videos looked awful, and you're like, oh my God, I just hope he doesn't get hurt. So that's very sad.
So where would you stand? Because we've talked about this, and Chuck and Tito and Randy, they're all friends of mine, and it was sad. I was going to go, and I'm like, I can't go see this.
Yeah.
And I normally say, who are we as fans to say, don't go make money? But I also think when you're a legend, you don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm so torn.
I suppose you have to play off the which is most important to you. I mean, financially, I've always been a great believer in it's your body, it's your mind. A fighter at heart is a fighter till the day they die. Yes, you might lose that little bit of spark that makes you the animal that you maybe once used to be. But, you know, who are we to say that someone can't go in and do that? But right. As a fan, it just is disappointing.
Oh, it's crushing.
Someone that was so good looks so old, which is happens to us all, and I don't mean any disrespect to someone like Liddell, who was one of my favorites growing up. It's just a sad state of affairs of how it gets to that, and I really didn't fancy the fight at all.
No,
I'm glad Tito won, because having just recently met him and had a nice conversation, I was really pleased, because he was a classy guy.
Well, they both are.
Yeah.
I mean, Chuck's a good dude as well. Where would you put in again, if you want to jump in, the guy to my right, but I know where you stand, Amanda Nunes. Not only is she the best, in your opinion, in my opinion, in our opinion, the best female fighter, she wants to be known, and she has a right to, the best of all time, period.
Yeah.
Not female, period.
I mean, if you saw the weigh-in with Cyborg and her, and Cyborg looked, she just looked so huge, and Cyborg has, I think, cemented her legacy. I don't think there's any doubt about her being classed as one of the greats, but to go in the circumstances that she went in to beat Ronda the way that she did. And I think Ronda had the same issue, the Conor McGregor thing. She had all the money. She was doing all the magazines.
Right.
You take your eye off the game, and then a real animal comes in and teaches you a lesson that you can't do that in fighting, in any form of fighting. But I do think there's a, where she's concerned. My only issue is the standard of opponent that's now out there for someone like Nunes. I think we'll probably slow that process down, because she's beaten Ronda. She's beaten Cyborg now. You go, where does she go now? Where, if you're Max Holloway, there's three or four good fights out there for you. Like I say, even with DC, I think they're probably going to struggle now with DC, because if he doesn't fight Stipe, and the Brock Lesnar thing, I kind of hope doesn't happen, because it's a little bit WWE
right.
kind of thing. It's a little bit of a show, really, isn't it? And I don't want him to fight John Jones again, because I love DC, and I just don't think he can beat him. I just don't think he can beat him.
I don't think there's any way Daniel Cormier fights John Jones, because right now he has, we have, media, fans, whatever. Well, John was on juice. John, if he goes and fights again and loses again, you're no longer the GOAT, good, great, anything. Now you're just another good fighter that beat guys not as good as John.
Yeah. But he's a phenomenal. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
To come back and do what he did against Gustafsson.
Oh, it's
like with that kind of layoff against a fighter of that caliber is pretty mind blowing. But I'm still kind of waiting for the tweet that comes out that just says, "Oh, not again, John." But I hope not, because arguably he's up there with the GSPs of this world that are just phenomenal.
I honestly believe, and we only have about 60 seconds left, if that. I believe John is higher because of the opponents that he beat. Kind of like what you just talked about.
100%, 100%.
You know, everybody.
And he puts on a show where.
He's an awesome, awesome guy. All right, we're almost out of time. Where can people get information on you? Give me your Twitters and all that stuff.
Well, we're at the Tens of Rock. We're at Harris in Vegas 5 nights a week on all the usual social media outlets. I wish I could remember them all, but I don't deal with any of that kind of nonsense, so I really have no idea. But yeah, we're at Harris, Tens of Rock. Come and see us. Big balls out rock concert.
It is definitely fantastic. I had something that we've been playing for the past hour. I just thought you might get a kick out of it. So we are going to check out. Trying to hear what music is playing. We are checking out, coming to you live from the Consumer Electronics Show. This has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stafford.